5 years ago, teachers across the U.S. started the Red for Ed movement. They staged walkouts demanding higher pay and better benefits. In a moment, we'll hear from educators and union leaders about where the movement stands today.
First, though, more women are adding their names to a lawsuit challenging abortion bans in the state of Texas. All of them say they faced medically complicated pregnancies and were denied abortions under state law, putting their health, their lives, at risk. Jessica Bernardo is among the women joining the lawsuit originally filed in March.
I'm speaking up now and joining this case because I never want another human being to go through what I and other Texans have been through. This has to be stopped.
NPR's Sarah McCammon has been following this case all along. She's here with an update. Hey, Sarah.
Hi there.
All right, let's back up, set the stage. What exactly is this lawsuit about?
So a group of Texas women who faced complicated pregnancies, many of them potentially life-threatening, are suing the state of Texas over its multiple abortion bans, which they say are putting patients' lives and health at risk. That lawsuit started in March with 5 women and 2 doctors, and today it's expanding to include 8 more women, so a total of 15 plaintiffs. Now, Jessica Bernardo, who we just heard from, is one of the new plaintiffs. And during a press conference today, she said she was told by her doctor that the fetus she was carrying was suffering from a fatal complication, that her life could also be at risk without an abortion. And so she requested an abortion in Texas, but says she was denied one by a hospital ethics committee and wound up traveling out of state. Another new plaintiff, Elizabeth Weller, says her water broke too early for the fetus to survive. She says she was told by healthcare providers she'd have to wait until she developed an infection before they could terminate the pregnancy in Texas.
The darkest week of my life began as I left the hospital with amniotic fluid still leaking down my leg. With every passing day, I felt the state's intentional cruelty. My baby would not survive, and my life didn't matter. There was nothing I could do about it.
Now, the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is representing these plaintiffs, says several women have come forward since that lawsuit was first filed in March to say that they have similar stories.
And what specifically are they hoping to accomplish with this lawsuit?
Well, it's important to understand this suit is fairly limited in its scope. You know, most abortions are illegal in Texas now. The state's abortion laws only include limited medical exceptions. And the lawsuit is not trying to overturn those laws wholesale. Instead, it's asking for specific clarity about what the medical exceptions really mean, because doctors say they're not sure what they're allowed to do. Molly Duane is a senior staff attorney at the Center for Reproductive Rights, and she says she wants Texas courts to provide that clarity for healthcare providers.
I think what is important to recognize about the fact that we amended this lawsuit to add so many new plaintiffs is that it is so clear, if it wasn't from our initial filing, so clear now that this is an ongoing, pervasive problem in the state of Texas and around the country.
So, Sarah, when supporters of these abortion bans hear that argument, hear stories like the ones of women that we've just been sharing, how do they respond? Mm-hmm.
Well, generally, they've responded by suggesting that doctors may not be interpreting these laws correctly, that they don't really prohibit abortion, at least in some of these cases. For example, I sat down a few weeks ago with Jonathan Mitchell. He's a Texas attorney who worked with state lawmakers there to write SB 8, one of the laws being challenged here. That's the one that relies on private civil lawsuits for enforcement. And here's what Mitchell said about these types of cases.
It concerns me, yeah, because the statute was never intended to restrict access to medically necessary abortions. The statute was written to draw a clear distinction between abortions that are medically necessary and abortions that are purely elective. Only the purely elective abortions are unlawful under SB 8.
Meanwhile, whatever was intended, doctors say they worry about being sued, losing their licenses, going to prison even if their medical judgment is questioned. And Texas's Attorney General Ken Paxton has said in response to this lawsuit that he will continue to defend and enforce Texas anti-abortion laws.
All right. And what's the timescale on this? What's coming next?
Well, I'd expect a hearing at some point in the future. For now, the Center for Reproductive Rights is asking for an injunction to block enforcement of these Texas abortion bans as they concern patients with pregnancy complications and healthcare providers who are caring for them. They say that these laws are creating a healthcare crisis that will continue without intervention from the courts.
NPR's Sarah McCammon reporting. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.